These days, with attention focused largely on security issues at airports, it's easy to overlook stories about more mundane problems, like smuggling. One such story recently came to our attention. Joining us now to tell the story is Eileen Jurgutis, a U.S. Customs Service inspector at Los Angeles International Airport. Eileen, let's begin at the beginning. Now, as I understand it, a passenger on a flight from Thailand was stopped by U.S. Customs agents. Now, what happened?
I spoke to the passenger, and I asked him the reason for his travel, and asked him where he had been. And I do recall that he told me that the reason that he had been to Thailand was to purchase a patio set. And we had some conversation. I mentioned that it was actually probably cheaper for him to go here and get a patio set instead of traveling all that way. And he agreed with me, so I told him I was going to have a quick look in his bags after I asked him if it was his luggage and if anybody gave him anything to bring. And I had a look through his things, and something jumped out onto the floor and was fluttering about.
What was it?
It was a bird of paradise wrapped in a stocking. So he scooped it up as we were all trying to figure out what it was. We discovered it was a bird, and he ended up having a total of 4 birds.
And he had a lot of plants as well.
He did have a lot of plants.
How many plants did he have?
I believe it was about 52 plants and seeds total.
Where did he have the plants hidden?
He had some of them hidden away in his jeans and in the pockets, and he had some of them bottled up, and he had roots scattered variously, you know, through different things in his luggage just hidden away. I obtained approval from the supervisor, and he asked 2 other gentlemen to come over and that they would be searching him to see if he had any other articles on his body that maybe he shouldn't have. And they took him into a search room, and he ended up having 2 little monkeys down his pants.
Monkeys? These must have been very small monkeys.
They were very small. It was 2 little monkeys in a pouch, and they seemed to be maybe sleeping there at the bottom.
Now, how did the inspectors find out that those monkeys were in his pants?
Well, actually, at that point, we had already obtained approval for the search from the supervisor, and we had already informed him that we were going to be searching him to see if he had anything additional on his body. And at that time, he declared to the 2 inspectors that he had these monkeys.
What did he say exactly?
I wasn't there for that. I don't know quite what he said exactly. I'm just assuming that he indicated that he did have these monkeys on his body, and I believe he did say that they were in his pants.
He said he had monkeys in his pants.
Correct.
What was he doing with all of these animals and birds and plants, by the way?
It's my understanding that he wanted to breed these animals.
And where are the animals and plants now?
I believe the animals were turned over to the Fish and Wildlife Service, and I believe they ended up at the Los Angeles Zoo.
So anyone who wants to go see the purloined pygmy monkeys can go to the zoo.
I believe that they can see them at the zoo, and they were very cute.
Thanks very much, Eileen.
Sure.
Eileen Jurgutis is a U.S. Customs Service inspector at Los Angeles International Airport.